Now, the economy was a key issue for Mitt Romney as he campaigned in Michigan this week. With 39% of the vote and a big victory, Romney's message seemed to resonate with voters. To continue our conversation about the Michigan primary, we have Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Welcome.
Thank you for how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really glad you're coming back on the show. And first off, this was such a strange primary.
Yes.
But what's your reaction to the results?
Well, I mean, it's what I expected. I figured that Mitt Romney would win. He had a tough fight here. He started off ahead, and Senator McCain went ahead of him on the Republican side, and then he pulled out a victory last night, and I thought he would. I mean, there's too many roots that he has here in Michigan. And so I figured he would pull it out at the end. But on the Democratic side, you know, we really had Hillary Clinton versus uncommitted. And, you know, the Obama campaign and as well as the Edwards campaign were really pushing this uncommitted vote. But I figured it wouldn't get over the hump, although it won. 70% of African-Americans voted for the uncommitted slot, which was big here. That's a heck of a statement.
Right.
And if Senator Clinton is to be the nominee, she's going to repair the relationships here with our community, particularly here in the city of Detroit.
You know, what you mentioned about the questions of uncommitted is really what we talked about yesterday with the news director for WDET right in Detroit, Jerome Vaughn.
Yep.
Yesterday, let's listen to what he had to say.
The voters here are really pretty mad. African Americans feel disenfranchised. They feel like they don't have the opportunity to vote for Barack Obama or John Edwards, and so they feel cheated, and they're looking for solutions. They want Michigan to do better. They want the auto industry to do better. They want Detroit to do better.
Now, Mayor, you are in Detroit. It's a city with so much historic culture, so much of a place in American history. Are your constituents depressed, beaten down, hopeful? What's going on emotionally?
Well, a certain segment of our community, you know, of course, is frustrated because you've had 30,000 jobs lost in our community in over the past 5 years. And so you have people in the midst of a transitioning economy. I mean, our grandparents came to Detroit because Henry Ford was hiring. And so generations of people grew up here working in the auto plants. And so that is gone, and it's never coming back the way it once was. And so there's a center of frustration, but there's also a great hope. I mean, even in the midst of this decline, the state is in a billion-dollar deficit. The city of Detroit is balanced. I mean, we've built 7 hotels in the last 5 years. We've opened up 75 new businesses downtown. We're doing a $2 billion development on the river. So people starting to feel that Detroit can come back. So you have certain amounts of hope. But where there is a real, real strong, tenacious, and aggressive feeling of hopelessness is in a partnership with the federal government. And people want the next president to understand that Michigan, and I hear this a lot here, Michigan saved this country in World War II. We built warheads here. We transitioned our auto plants to be able to build weapons to go fight. So we won the war. And now we want the country to focus on helping Michigan to come back. And so people feel that we've been totally separated and dissed, if you will, by the federal government. We want the opportunity to have a voice in the choice for the next president. And so that frustration is continuing to grow here as our primary passed us and the Democratic Party failed us nationally.
You're a Democrat. Your
Yes.
mother is a Democrat. She heads the Congressional Black Caucus right now, a huge position. And do you believe, given what you call a misstep by your party in Michigan, that the Democratic Party will do better in the White House than the Republicans?
You know, I instead of doing it by party, I just believe that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are better candidates than anybody on the other side. And I feel very comfortable saying that. I think that on its face, Hillary Clinton is probably the smartest person running. I really believe that. And what Barack Obama has done to inspire a generation, I believe, you know, of people to wake up and believe in the body politic, it's something that's phenomenal for this country. We do need inspirational leadership. We shouldn't chagrin that. Like, it's something that we don't need, especially in a place where we've been demoralized. So in several states across the country and how we're perceived around the world, I believe there'll be much, you know, we're spending $600 billion in a war And the total HUD budget is $40 billion. And so mayors across the country, whether in Detroit or Dallas or Philadelphia or Chicago, are saying, where's the focus on us, the COPS program, to put additional police officers on the street? We have to start to talk about the domestic issues that shape America.
When you say that you want more of a partnership with the federal government, what does that really mean to you? I mean, are you talking schools? Are you talking jobs programs? Be as specific as you can. If you had your dream situation with the White House and the Congress, what would Detroit get out of that?
First, in that level of specificity, the partnership has to detail what's best for that city. And I'll go, that's a broad statement. I mean that what's good for Little Rock may not be the same thing that's good for Detroit. What's good for L.A. may not need be the same thing. Everybody wants better schools. Everybody wants those type of things. But what Detroit needs are workforce reinvestment dollars. You know, in the Carter administration, we received exponentially more money than we're receiving now, and a much more important transformation in our workforce because of globalization. I need money to take a person who's been on the line at Ford or Chrysler or GM for 15 years, money and resources and programs, and take that person and move them to an emerging field, healthcare, service. How do we retrain someone who's done the same thing for 10 or 15 years into a new field? And where does the federal government? The city is stepping up with dollars. Even the state is stepping up with dollars. We need the federal government because we're all American citizens.
Well, Mayor Kilpatrick, thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate you, Fry.
Thanks. We have been speaking with Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor of Detroit, Michigan.